Earth and Sky.
This is Earth and Sky's Clear Voices podcast. Richard Borowski is an evolutionary biologist at New York University. He conducted a study that mated different populations of blind cavefish from Mexico. Their offspring overcame a million years of blindness to regain vision.
What's the point of trying to bring back sight into the cavefish?
We ask ourselves, how many genes are involved in some evolutionary change? And if you have two or more populations converge upon a phenotype, which is the overall appearance of the animal, so different populations of cavefish have independently converged upon the same phenotype of being light in coloration, having small eyes, being more efficient in metabolism, so forth and so on. We'd like to know how varied is the evolutionary palette. How many genes are involved in these changes? Are they the same genes in different populations? And this study actually showed that different genes are involved in the loss of eyes and the loss of vision in different populations. And the way we know this is if it were the same set of genes that were involved in all of these caves, we would not be able to restore vision. Basically, in one cave, the fish are blind because genes, let's call them A through J, have been mutated and lost their function. In another cave, it may be K through S that have lost their function. When you hybridize, the good features, good genetic features of one population complement the bad features of the other population and vice versa. And through this complementation, you get hybrids that have at least one good copy of each of these genes. If it was the same set of genes, A through J in one population, A through J in the other population, then you wouldn't have good copies of genes from one population that could complement the deficiencies of the other.
So it's like all the same things are happening, but they're happening to different genes?
Two different sets of genes. On the level of outward appearance, they all of these cavefish from different populations look pretty much the same. But in terms of the underlying genetics, they're actually quite different. And this is the reason why the system is of interest to the National Institutes of Health. NIH and the Eye Institute are interested in finding the genes that are responsible for human eye development and maintenance of human eyes. But genes have their effect through basically chemistry. And one possibility is that if we had this fish model for abnormal eye development, we might find something we could put in their water that would alter the development of the eye, and we might come up with some drug which could be administered to humans that might stave off age-related macular degeneration.
So can you just summarize for me, like, what are the results of your findings and why are they significant?
Well, the results are twofold. The first is the findings show that this convergent evolution in different populations can be and was accomplished by different sets of genes. And the second result is we know from our mapping work that there are at least 12 different genes that are responsible for eye loss in one of those populations. And so we imagine that we have a similar number of genes that are responsible in other populations.
That was Richard Borowski, professor of biology at New York University. I'm Lindsay Patterson for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.